The present hurricane is Maria, and it's a Category 4 storm at the moment. Now, we know from the science of climate change that extreme weather is part of what we can expect, particularly hurricanes in the Atlantic and also typhoons in the Pacific. A typhoon has passed over the Philippines in the last few days and killed something like 30 people and does enormous damage as well. So that's one of the things we know from the scientific world. These are aspects of it. We also know from the scientific world that the level of the oceans might rise by a meter or possibly two in this century. And that would have a catastrophic effect on humankind because the vast majority of the cities of the world are by the oceans, even here in Ireland. Dublin, Waterford, Cork, Galway and Limerick all would be very much affected. But we haven't taken seriously what we know from science to design really good economic and political programs so that we begin to take climate change seriously. We haven't done that.
And even in the discussion of these hurricanes, there hasn't been that much mention of climate change, even though, as you say, these were almost exactly what was predicted.
Yes, the Hurricane Irma was the largest storm ever on the Atlantic. So that tells its own story. Harvey was the biggest rainfall pattern in continental United States. It was almost 52 inches. So we know so that they're getting more frequent, and they're also more ferocious. So this has been told to us by scientists, but we don't normally put in the scientific reality. This is a direct result of climate change. Hurricanes happen and typhoons also, but climate change is adding to it.
But a lot of people listening today will, you know, they will sense that, they'll be concerned about that, but, you know, their day-to-day activities probably won't change. I mean, what will it take for people to change and for companies to change their daily practices?
Well, one of the things at the moment is there is the ability now to change. For the first time ever, renewable forms of energy are almost as cheap as fossil fuel. So that is huge. And you looked at last week at the car exhibition in Frankfurt. A lot of the focus now is on electric cars. So in every dimension of the economy, for example, light, movement, all of those can be transferred over to alternative sources very, very quickly. So, but we need leadership from the government. We need leadership that will help people in their homes to have, for example, solar panels, so that the amount of fossil fuel being used will drop substantially. That's one of the areas. But we do need to do that in every area of life. For example, one of the big problems in Ireland, maybe 38% of our greenhouse gas emissions comes from farming, from methane. And here in the last 7 years, we almost set out to double the amount of cows in the country, knowing that the inevitable outcome of this is that you would have more greenhouse gases coming from Ireland. We emit the same amount of greenhouse gases as 400 of the poorest countries in the world.
Wow, that's quite sobering, isn't it? And people don't often think about their food, the food-related carbon emissions. As you say, we often focus on the carbon, the burning of fuels, but we don't always think about how food is also a contributor.
Yes, it is. And for Ireland and New Zealand, it's a massive contributor to climate change because of the predominance of ruminant animals here, particularly cows. So we will have to begin to think of, is this the only thing we can do with our agriculture? Or will we be having to move to other areas so that we don't actually continue to emit methane into the atmosphere? So this will be a really difficult task for us individually and with help from local and central government. The will to do that is not there. Because the central government realizes that the people don't really, if they go to the doors preparing for a general election, people don't ask them about climate change. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's not important. But it is very important, and it's particularly important for the future of our world. And all the churches in the last 15, 20 years, I mean, I was involved with the World Council of Churches back in 1993 when they published a document on climate change, and all these things were part of that. The Catholic Church was slower to come on board on this, but then we got Pope Francis and the encyclical Laudato Si, what's happening to our beautiful Earth, and it made it very clear, number 23, that climate change is taking place and it would hit the poor most. We saw that with Irma last week. Who were hit the most? It was the people on the British Virgin Islands, people who are very poor as it is. So we have a moral responsibility to change. And leadership must come from politicians, from within the churches, from economists, beginning to think of how we can organize our society differently so that it won't be on fossil fuel, won't be dependent on fossil fuel.
Mm. Yeah, and I mean, like you say, the technology is out there. The alternatives are out there, both in fuel and in food. I mean, there's a huge array now of plant-based food or plant-based milks or plant-based substitutes. So it is, again, just down to leadership and will and people wanting to make that change.
Oh, very much. But as yet, like here in Ireland, we have many documents out on climate change, but what we need is action. How will, for example, a local village, if they got together, would there be a subsidy for them to put in solar panels, for example, and reduce their electricity by maybe half? The same with true of institutions and industry. So that needs to happen very, very soon. It should have happened during the downturn of the economy. It would have helped somewhat to keep jobs in that particular area if we had focused on that, but we haven't. But we need to do it immediately because we're increasing our greenhouse gases every year. Almost every other country in Europe is decreasing them. And we would need to, we will not meet our 2020 targets, and we won't meet our 2030 targets. And we will have to pay huge fines for that. So why not now work on it so we aren't forced to pay fines into the future?
And what would be the one big thing that Ireland could do to meet our 2020 targets?
Well, we need to drop our greenhouse gases by 5% per year between now and 2030. So, but again, it's correlative sectors. Our transport, are we going to change that, for example? Our agriculture, are we going to change that? So we depend, as you say, on plant-based rather than growing cows in our country. We can't pretend that if you do something, it won't have consequences. And that's what we've been doing for the last 20 years. We've been saying one thing, but doing almost the opposite. And we just have to stop doing that. Now, I'd like to see a bill in Parliament so that climate change would be part of all negotiations in Parliament and also in the local governments. Because until it becomes part of our daily conversation and we begin to know what's going to happen to us in the future, we won't do anything serious about it.
And of course, also within the churches, as you mentioned, it's not an area that you hear about very often. Obviously, there was Laudato Si, but in weekly masses, it's not something that's mentioned very often.
No, it's not. And again, the churches will have to come on board on this also. It won't be mentioned if those in ministry in the church don't know anything about it. And that's the problem at the moment. They would have gone through the seminaries or studying theology, and they would never have heard of it. They don't see it as a part of our religious reality and particularly our moral behaviour. Now, that's one thing that Pope Francis did in Laudato Si, number 23 to 26. He is very, very clear. It's happening. It's happening because of humankind. It affects the poor mostly. So we have a moral obligation to do things so that the poor won't be affected into the future. Veritas has just brought out a book on Laudato Si, The Irish Response, and there's about 10 authors here, including John Sweeney, formerly Maynooth, who talk about climate change and how we can bring this into our everyday life as part of our belief as Christians and Catholics. Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, I'm a vegan myself because of climate change and just generally, you know, animal rights, I guess, too, just the treatment of animals is quite barbaric. But it's a huge climate change issue, I suppose. People often really don't think about it. But I often, you know, you don't hear about it very much. You don't hear about that issue very much in the churches. So no. It always seems kind of...
Well, now we're hoping to bring this new one, Laudato Si, is just out, an Irish response, I edited. We hope to launch it in Dublin on November 3rd. Mary Robinson is going to do it for us. And then we hope to bring it around the country and try to get bishops involved in this, be talking about it.